24162. Housekeeping for a minute. 24480 is off because they're going to issue, or are they still correct? Was that the other application? To both of them?
Yes, to you was issued.
Oh, okay. So this is 24162. Would you like to identify yourself, sir?
Lieutenant Matt Sabatsky, Bethel.
And Ralph Sherman, representing the appellant.
Lieutenant?
It's at the time of the application for the appellant, he did not add an arrest to his application. And he did note that he was arrested in 2014 for breach of peace. But like I said, he negated to add the 2018 arrest, which he was convicted of. There was many charges to that case, but he was only convicted on one charge, which was interfering with an officer.
Was there a conviction of the 2014?
There was.
Can you show me?
I'm going to pass, other than to mention that the appellant did submit a new application, which also was denied. And on the new application, he disclosed fully what was on his record.
A rebuttal? A rebuttal or a comment?
No. Your case.
The pistol permit application should be denied several reasons. Only disclosed in 2014, which I mentioned, and this is the first time. The case concerning the 2018 involved the appellant involved in an accident which he ran from the police. At the time was Danbury police officers. And he signed that application under oath with the notary, okay, understanding that. And that everything was true and accurate to the best of his knowledge. The responsibility in the form of adherence to the laws and the ability understand and apply the laws. The appellant's arrest, convictions, and disregard to disclosure, the affirmation 2018, show his indifference for the law and public safety. Based on that 2018 arrest, the appellant was driving the vehicle recklessly, placed the police officer and the public at risk when he crashed. In the subsequent to the crash, he made a conscious decision not to hold himself accountable and flee the scene, disregarding the laws and orders that were given by the police officer, and furthermore, not to name of his passenger at the time. These are the concerns that the chief has in regards to his suitability to carry, possess a firearm.
Have there been two applications?
There must have been, because I have a denial letter from the chief dated January 7th, 2025. That would be on the second application.
And what, did you receive a letter in regards to that?
Yes,
from the chief?
Yes.
Is this the same one?
That's it,
okay.
Yep.
On the behalf of the chief, I'm in receipt of your pistol permit, eligibility, and certification application. In reviewing your application, the past contact with the Bethel Police Department, I have concerns about your suitability and possess and own a firearm. Specifically, your arrest and conviction history shows your disregard for the law and public safety. As such, I have denied your application. This is from Chief Hutter.
Suitability.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to cross-examine, Lieutenant?
Well, I just want to make sure that it's very clear, Lieutenant. He did submit a new application in which he disclosed everything, right?
It appears that way, sir.
Okay.
And what was the denial date on that letter? Is that the 1-17-25?
1-7-25.
Okay. Okay, we have, just on our face sheet, it's 1/7.
Oh, okay. The letter is dated 1/7/25.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I have nothing further.
Questions for Lieutenant?
Lieutenant, what are the facts and circumstances surrounding the 2018 arrest in Danbury?
I believe, according to the officer's report, and I don't know Danbury too well, but the appellant came across nearly striking his vehicle, crossing the intersection, hitting a median, and crashing, where there was disabling damage. Once the officer, I believe, approached, then the appellant fled the scene on foot and was apprehended down the road.
Was anything found in the vehicle?
There was numerous drugs, marijuana at the time, I believe, some paraphernalia, and some a good amount of cash.
What do you describe as a good amount of cash? Do you have the report?
I believe it was $1,000. I do have the report.
So was it once the officer activated his lights that the appellant fled on foot from the accident scene? And there was another individual inside the vehicle?
There was.
Were they ever able to find out who the other individual was?
I don't recall, sir.
You don't recall?
There's probably another report regarding that.
Okay. But as far as that report, did the appellant provide any information as to the other individual inside the car?
He denied and asked for a lawyer.
Okay.
Other questions?
And the incident in 2014?
Yes. The 2014 was a conviction of a breach of peace.
Yep. And what were the facts and circumstances, just briefly on that?
I don't have those. Okay.
Was that also in Denver?
I don't have that report in my
mind. Any other questions? Attorney Sherman?
Thank you. Well, I'd like to call. We're done with Lieutenant. Okay, I'd like to call the appellant, please. Would you tell the board, please, how old are you today?
32 years old.
32. And do you work?
Yeah, I own a real estate business.
Please.
A real estate investor.
You got to speak up.
I'm a real estate investor.
Okay. So you own one or more properties?
Yeah.
Okay.
Several
properties. Okay. Whereabouts?
Danbury, New Milford, Bridgeport, West Haven.
Okay.
And Bethel.
Okay.
Where I'm from.
Single, married, children?
I have two children and a fiance.
Mm-hmm. They all live with you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In Bethel.
Okay. How old are your kids?
6 and 2.
Okay. Would you tell the board, please, what happened in that accident in 2018? What was going on?
So in the accident, I was clearly 25 years old. I was, you know, driving erratically. I had a, you know, very fast car at the time.
What were you driving?
Mercedes E63. My favorite cars, but
not anymore, as they say.
Yes, but
what are you driving now?
I drive a G63 AMG Mercedes.
That's like a Jeep, right?
Yeah, like a Jeep, more like a family car.
Yeah,
two car seats in it.
Okay, go on. So, what happened in 2018, please?
So, I did crash, I was driving, and
were you driving too fast?
I was driving, you know, too fast, and I lost control of the vehicle. Crashed into the median, took out a little tree, and when I got out of the vehicle, it was smoky. I just, in a panic, just thought the car was gonna like explode or something. I just kind of veered off in a daze, and I just got into an accident. So that's what happened. I was driving erratically. You know, I put people at danger, and I'm 32 years old now. I don't think I'll be doing that. I have two car seats. I have car seats in every car. Mm-hmm. I'm a real estate investor, you know. And
When you think back on the 2018 incident, how do you feel about it?
Remorseful, you know, just my actions and not the person who I am today.
I know you had your kids after that.
Yeah, I had my kids. I had my first daughter. She's 6 years old, and you know.
Has that contributed to a change in the way that you live?
Yes, I never, after that, consume any cannabis. You know, I don't drink, and I just go to work and tend to my kids.
Okay. Thank you. I have nothing further.
Would you like to cross-examine?
I just have a few questions. Can you answer why you did not disclose that the first time in the first application for the 2018 arrest?
The reason why I didn't disclose that is probably because I, like, forgot. You know, it's been so long, and I, you know, maybe I missed printing it out or putting it because you needed another page. And it was just like an error on my part, an honest error on my part. And once I was denied, I hired an attorney to properly do that and disclose that information.
But you disclosed the 2014 incident.
Yes.
But not the 2018.
Yes.
So you've said that you do not use cannabis at all?
No.
When was the last time you used?
Probably the last time I got arrested in 2018.
Okay. All right. No further questions.
Questions? Yes.
First, I just want to commend you because I know how much kids can change someone's life. Trust me, from personal experience. So it's good. I want to commend you that how much time has passed and nothing's happened. That's excellent. So it looks like positive change is good things. But when it comes to honesty, it's a huge issue for us in the board, and we really want to see it, right? So when you were discussing the 2018 case, you said that you, after accident, you were in a daze and you didn't really know what was going on, right? And that's why you ran from the scene. But when I was reading the report, you scaled a fence, right? To get away from the scene? Like, how far were you worried about getting away from the car for it smoking? You know what I'm saying? So for us, honesty is a huge thing. Like,
I mean,
you're kind of characterizing it
as... And damn near, it's a very busy intersection.
Okay.
And the median was in the road.
Okay.
And the scaling of the fence is like a small fence, and it's right by the train station. So
okay.
I didn't climb a 6-foot fence
okay.
to get over.
Just how the report reads. It was interesting to me.
I understand that.
So it wasn't necessary for you actually to climb?
No, it was kind of like a step over,
okay.
And I actually fell, and then
that's
what happened.
So how far away was that from the accident scene, do you think?
I mean, maybe from where... I crashed was right here, and maybe the fence was like behind your chair a little bit. Like,
so you're talking 5 feet?
I mean, 6 feet? Yeah, like the median.
Because that makes a lot more sense than, like, let's say a 100-yard dash.
No, and it wasn't.
We're trying to understand it.
Yeah, it wasn't that far. It was like the median's right here. I crossed the street because it's a busy intersection. The sidewalk is where you're at, and I just hopped over a fence and I fell.
So the fence was just past the sidewalk?
Yeah, it wasn't. I don't think I had the energy after the airbags deploying to scale a 6-foot fence.
Yeah.
Because
we're trying to reference the map from the PR1 to trying to understand where the end of it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they have a little map, and we're trying to figure out, like, how far away until you stopped.
It was a medium where I crashed a street, a sidewalk, and then a small little fence. I'm not sure how.
Yeah. But no other police interaction since?
No.
Okay.
No. Absolutely not.
Good. Dr. Conrad?
Okay.
Ralph, could you just fill in the timeline for me? The date of the first application, the first application's denial, and then the date of the second application.
Well, let's see here. The second application went in late 24, right? Yeah, I don't recall exactly. Yeah, wait a minute. Let's see if I can copy here. Second application, we prepared that second application November 20th of 24. So you put it in sometime shortly after that, right? Sometime between then and January of 25 is when he submitted it. And then the first application.
Just trying to get a sense of the time frame between the denial of the first application and the resubmission. Do you have it?
August 8th, 2023, the chief denied.
Oh, the first application was submitted in May of 23.
Okay.
So this was a year and a half later.
August was denied by the chief.
Right.
And the second application?
Was submitted a year and a half after the first one.
So my question to your client, the appellant, is what did he do in that interim between the first denial? You suggested that you sought legal representation. Can you just explain what led up to your second submission?
Well, because I realized I made an error, and it was wrong. He is right under a notary, under oath, and somewhere I made an error, so I wanted to do it correctly. And that was the only reason why I resubmitted, because I realized I made an error on my part, and I wanted to seek legal counsel to do it properly.
Were you aware personally of the 2018 after you got the denial? Would that refresh your memory, or did?
Yeah, not really refresh my memory. I knew. I didn't put it down as an error. Like, I just, they give you a box like this to fill out, and you had to add extra paper, and maybe I didn't add it. It was just an error on my part.
I guess the accident changed your life in a lot of ways. Is that correct? I mean, you changed your behavior. You don't smoke marijuana anymore. You drive more prudently.
Yes,
true.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Even though that changed your life, you said before that you didn't list it because you forgot about it. So if it's an incident that's important enough to change your behavior, how could you have forgotten about it and not put it on the form because you forgot?
Oh, well, I don't think necessarily forgot about
it. That's what
you said. Yeah, well, I don't think necessarily, in my mind, I forgot. I mean, I forgot to,
Could I ask him a question that might clarify? Do you mean that you forgot when you were completing the form, you forgot to go to that step?
Yeah, like, I forgot to, put it into filing,
You had, do you think you meant to put it down?
Of course.
But
that's why that's why I resubmitted.
So it's not that you forgot that the 2018 occurred.
Yeah, I didn't forget that it occurred. I forgot to put it into the paperwork.
You didn't do a complete job of the application form because you forgot all the steps required because you were going to have to go onto another page. Is that what you mean?
Yes, exactly.
I'm not sure I buy that because there's enough room on the form to put two dates in, 2014, 2018, see attached.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm 32 years old now. If something's on my record and I'm applying for something with I know you guys are going to see it. It wasn't something that I was trying to hide.
The law does provide that after a year he can submit a new application.
I understand. I'm just trying to get at the veracity of the absence of the 2018 on the first. I would have preferred that he said, mm-hmm, I just didn't put it down because I forgot to put a secondary page. It doesn't make any sense to me because there's plenty of room underneath that question to put in two dates. I've seen other applications where that several dates are listed and then there's an attachment that details out for each date. Mm-hmm.
No, thank you.
Yes.
Where did police finally meet up with you and you were taken into custody in the 2018 incident after you ran? Where did they actually put you in handcuffs? Where was your location? Do you remember?
Danbury, I'm not really sure.
Was it behind the train station? You made it all the way along the train tracks behind the train station?
No, the street, I don't remember what street that is, that street that I was on.
Patriot Drive and White Street?
Patriot Drive and White Street.
Mm-hmm.
I made a right onto White Street. I crashed a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was in the medium, and it caught me, when I fell basically and collapsed. So it was on that same street as far.
It's just because the report. So in the future, if there's an officer involved in an incident, it's really nice to have them here to testify. So you can always subpoena somebody from another PD, no problem. It's really nice to get that firsthand account because it's really contradictory what we're having here in the report, right? Because in the report, it's saying that you jumped the fence, ran along the train tracks, around the back of a train station, in the train yard, while chasing the appellant. He ordered him several times to stop running, failed to recognize his commands, and continued running. The officer finally caught up with the appellant as we crossed over train tracks behind the aforementioned station train. He ordered you to the ground, and then you were subsequently handcuffed. I mean, that's what we're getting in the report, but it's really tough for us, because you're saying, like, it was basically at the intersection, you know? And like I said at the very beginning, veracity for me is the biggest thing, because we want to know how you're going to react. And when you talk to, like, a law enforcement officer like that, are you going to be honest and open with us when something happens when you have a pistol permit? Or, like, how, if an incident ever does occur, are you going to be, you know, upfront about what happens, you know what I mean? And what we have here is, in 2014, recalcitrant attitude toward officers, you know what I'm saying, because you're yelling, screaming at them at the diner, you know, you're swearing at them, saying horrific things, and then you know, in 2018, I asked for, hopefully, truth, and it's your word versus the reports. But what I do like to see is 6 years. That's excellent. It looks like you've really changed from there, but it's really hard for me, because right now I'm asking for the truth, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know what I'm getting. I want to believe you, because you see, like, like everything's changed, but, like, that's not what I'm having here, because you got a conviction out of it. It's not like they were like, oh, this is garbage, and they threw it out. Like, there's a conviction here. Like, you took something on a record for it, because it rose to a certain level, and it's hard for me.
I agree. Yeah. I agree with what you're saying.
Sorry for getting...
You have to
understand. It's hard for me, because I don't like... when I get that feeling, you know what I mean?
To sum it all up, I resubmitted with an attorney to do things the right way, for nothing to be hidden.
Good.
As far as, like, details to an arrest, I caved my car, and my car was totaled.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you what I can remember. I'm not being dishonest. You know, I was speeding. You know, I was not doing the right thing. I have changed my life ever since.
Good.
And as far as, like, the details to where and what, I was arrested. I ran from the scene of an accident. It's total honesty. If it was 10 feet over there and 10 feet over there, okay. I went over a fence. You know, I'm just trying to describe it the best that I can.
Okay.
In that accident, you refused to give the name of the other person in the car. Is that correct?
That's what the report says, and probably because, you know, that's what a lawyer's for. So you just ask for the lawyer, you know?
But you refused to give the name of the
person. It's not that I refused. I just said I want a lawyer. So, you know, that's the way to do it. I wasn't trying to do anything differently. Mm-hmm. That's what you have an attorney
for. There were drugs in the car and a lot of money.
There was marijuana, and I don't remember the day of the accident, but I probably was paid. You know, I've been, you know, remodeling houses and, you know, contractors, and they pay you cash.
So were you dealing drugs at the time?
Absolutely. I've never dealt drugs in my life, man. I was in my 20s. I smoked some pot. You know, I'm 32 years old. I don't do any of that stuff now. Two children.
Mm-hmm. I've lost track of where we are. Have you had a chance to cross-examine?
I have.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Other questions from the board? No, final statement.
Thank you. Well, I admit that there are some details about the situation that are not as tidy as everybody would like, but I think the fact that 7 years have gone by, and it's a particular 7 years, this didn't happen when he was 42 and now he's 49. This is when he was 25 and a single guy who was running around like a jerk with a fast car. And I have no sympathy for that personally as a motorcyclist and as a safety instructor. But it's 7 years later, and he's got two car seats in the back of his car, and he's not doing this stuff, and he is in a serious line of work. And I think going forward, the board's never going to hear about this gentleman again. He's leading a quiet, respectable life. Thank you.
Lieutenant?
We still stand in regards to suitability. We still have concerns. Very glad that he's actually moved on and he's appears to be on the right track. But I think what's in question is his character in regards to his moral character, in regards to filling out the application. You have a chance one chance to fill that out properly. This incident, yes, occurred, or the past two incidents were 2014, 2018, and now it's 2023, and, you know, you had a chance to fill out that application the proper way. So we still stand, Commissioner Thorpe.
This is a denial by the Bethel Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The appellant's initial application, I believe, from 2023 was denied for failing to list an arrest and conviction from 2018. There's also suitability concerns regarding that 2018 incident in which the appellant was involved in a motor vehicle accident. He ran from the scene. He was apprehended by police. There was 0.72 grams of marijuana in the car along with some paraphernalia. He was also involved in a 2014 incident at a diner where he was arrested again for possession of marijuana. The appellant reapplied at the end of 2024 and was subsequently denied in January of 2025. That application was accurate regarding the two arrests and convictions. So this is a suitability case based on the 2018 and 2014 incidents. And by statute, appellants after 365 days, a year after 365 days, do have the right to apply again and with a fresh application.
Comments from the board?
I sort of go with the seven-year rule to a certain extent from Gordon Graham. He laughs. I do feel today that you did try to mitigate, and this is what bothers me a little bit, mitigate that incident in 2018. I think you tried to mitigate it with the application, the first one. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but it feels like, I don't know if that was a conscious decision to leave that out or you just forgot, but the response that there wasn't enough room on the application for something that was so life-altering just causes me to have pause a little bit. And I feel personally that you tried to mitigate this in 18 today. I would have felt a lot better if you'd said, yeah, mm-hmm. I crashed, I was scared, I took off, I jumped the fence, tried to hide behind the train. I'd feel a lot better today if you said 100%. That, to be honest with you. That's my only concern.
Comments from anyone else?
Hi, how are you?
We'll get to you in a minute, sir. Just have a seat.
Yes.
Dr. Conrad.
I'm sorry.
Issuing authority. Thank you. Attorney Cinetti.
I got credibility issues, obviously, here, but the fact that he did correct that on the second application and 7 years has gone by, I'm going to vote for the appellant.
Colonel Overturf.
I'm going to vote for the issuing authority at this time.
Attorney Evangelisti.
Issuing authority at this time.
And I vote for the issuing authority.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was, yeah.